Say if your children are out late, you're getting a little upset about them, you might say, well, someone might tell you, they'll get home all right, just don't...
Be uneasy about them?
Or just don't, what, about them? There's no need to...
Worry about them.
And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've got...
The rheumatism.
Okay.
Rick, I got it.
Did your joints bother you much?
Yeah, a whole lot. Swell up. Mm. That hand there has been, I've had, that's this side paralyzed.
Really?
That hand there, look what a finger I got. Mm. That side there, is, my left side been paralyzed.
Is there any medicine you can take for it?
None whatever.
Something to ease it
down? Something to ease it down. Nothing, doc says ain't nothing to cure it or nothing to do it no good. Mm. Only just something to ease it.
Does it bother you worse in bad weather?
Yes, ma'am, it certainly do.
So I guess for the past few days, you've been...
Been just about down, asleep about half the night with it. And weather's pretty, why, it'll leave me alone. It checks up, gets up on me, and then weather's bad. Yeah, I can always tell when it's going to rain.
How?
It'll hurt me. Go to hurting.
Is it going to rain all this week?
I don't know. It's been a hurting all the week. She has it too. Her swells up too.
This is a disease children used to get. It's bad sore throat, and children would choke up in the night with it.
Take cold.
Tonsillitis.
Or dip.
Diphtheria.
What about a disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
What?
Yellow jaundice.
Yeah. Yellow jaundice?
And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation, you say...
Penicitis?
Okay. Say if someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, you'd say he had to... If it comes back up.
He threw it up.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Huh?
Vomited?
Yeah, vomited.
Which,
I done that night before last.
Which sounds nicer, to say vomited or throw up?
Not vomiting.
Any crude ways of saying somebody vomited? Any way of saying that that's not, doesn't sound nice?
No, I ain't not.
Say if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
His stomach hurt.
He was sick where?
In your stomach.
Okay. And if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, kept on going over to the same girl's house and everything, you'd say that he was...
Going to see the girl.
Or he was what?
Loving the girl.
Do you ever say sparking or courting?
Yeah, sparking or courting, either one.
Okay. And he would be called her...
Boyfriend.
And she would be his...
Girlfriend.
Any old-fashioned names for that?
No, I guess not.
Say, when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she...
Quit
him. Okay. And say, well, he asked her to marry him, but she...
How was that?
He asked her to marry him, but she...
Went back on him.
Okay. And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
Quit him, went back on him.
And... You remember a long time ago, after a wedding, people in the community would make a lot of noise, ring cowbells, and fire off rifles, and come around to the couple's house. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they serenade them.
What was that like?
Well, they'd just get out and, all meet together, and they would just get out and holler and